Canvasback ducks migrate between the lower 48 and Alaska, including the Yukon Flats National Wildlife Refuge, so the birds were a natural go-to when the refuge looked for a species to base a public outreach campaign on.
Picked out the canvasback because it's specifically mentioned in ANILCA for the Yukon Flats under our enabling legislation.
Yukon Flats Refuge Deputy Manager Nathan Huckalock says they contacted wildlife artist Adam Grimm about using his federal duck stamp winning canvasback image.
I had no idea when I received that phone call that it was going to turn into one of the coolest things that I've done.
Grimm's first ever trip to Alaska included an aerial tour of the Yukon Flats Refuge.
Really, as an artist, to be able to travel somewhere like this and to see, you know, just such vast open terrain. I mean, it's incredible.
Grimm is no stranger to time in the wild. He says paintings like the winning canvasback duck stamp image are developed from hours of field photography and studio painting.
I get fully set up in a full ghillie suit. Sometimes I'm standing, you know, waist deep or even almost chest deep in water. So there's that part, and then the painting involves really sitting and just working. It's like I kind of split the difference. There's times where it's like an extreme physical, almost marathon type, and situations when I'm out photographing. And then there's the just sitting and painting tiny little feathers with tiny little brushes.
Adam Grimm is featured in a documentary film about the federal duck stamp that's being shown Saturday night in Fairbanks. Grimm will host a discussion after the screening, which is part of an Art in the Arctic event at the Burchill Recreation Area. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.